Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a live party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills in trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Yeah. thank you to Alpha Park Property Management for being a captive small business partner.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Hello. Check 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Check 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello and welcome in. Check 1, 2, 3, 4. Check 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello. Welcome into Classic Park in East Lake, Ohio. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser. Hello. Here we are in East Lake, Ohio, and I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, and let's turn this all the way down. 1, 2, 3, 4. Check one. Check one. Check 1, 2, check 1, 2. Check 1, 2, check 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
off for our ceremonial first pitch. The first one you can call them out. First off, we have Gregory Borum. Great Borum. Up next, Julie Moore. Oh, great throw. Julie works at Stakes Manufacturing as a Deepwood Industries employee. Great job, Julie. Up next, Joseph Levender. Here comes Kathy Coburn. See what you got, Kathy. Oh, you are adorable. Wonderful. Up next, a member of our Admirals Club and a season ticket holder. He also is the caretaker for the Fairport Harbor Lighthouse. Give it up for Daniel Madsen. Great throw. Give up for one of my best friends,
Horatio! At least show them you care a little bit. Give one for Horatio!
Thank you. Leon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
From Classic Auto Group Park, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Hello and welcome into East Lake, Ohio. So glad to have you along here with me. Today it is the Lansing Lugnuts against Los Picantes de Lake County. It's a Copa game for the Lake County Captains. Lake County Captains coming into play today 29-29 here in the second half. While the Lugnuts come into play today at 28-32 here in the second half. We begin the final week of the regular season. Los Picantes de Lake County in the field as follows. Yordis Valdez is at second base. At first base, Will Bartlett. The third baseman is Dion Frias. And at shortstop, Khalil Watson. The catcher, Cooper Engel. And the outfield in left, Joe Lampe. And center, Chase DeLauder. And right, Jake Box. And the man on the mound, the left-hander, Ryan Webb. We'll go to work against the Lugnut center fielder, Junior Perez. And I'll get you all situated. Lefty deals to righty. Out of the first offering. Hits it high in the air out to center, or actually in the infield. This ball is not going to leave. The first baseman wants it. Will Bartlett catches it. And there's out number one at 7:05 p.m. We are underway right on time. So Junior Perez done on one pitch. And that brings up Colby Halter. First of a six-game series. Here's the pitch. Colby shows bunt, pulls back, takes a called strike. Halter batting second, the starting second baseman. Heading third, the left fielder, Danny Bautista Jr. The cleanup hitter is the right fielder, Colby Thomas. Lefty deals to right, lefty. The swing and a foul out of play to the left side. Our home plate umpire today is Guillermo Rodriguez. Out of bases umpire is Shin Koishizawa. Lansing in its road black uniforms. Pitch on its way. Breaking ball down and away. One ball and two strikes on Colby Halter. Lugnuts enter into play today, 8-10 this year. Against these Lake County Captains, Los Picantes de Lake County. Here's the pitch. Halter swings and misses. He's gone on strikes. First strike out for Ryan Webb, and he got him with a high fastball. So now Danny Bautista Jr. Webb looks for a perfect top of the first inning. Shakes off the sign, takes a deep breath. Lefty deals to righty. Outside corner, strike called by Guillermo Rodriguez. Lansing working with nearly the exact same lineup that scored 19 runs on Sunday. Pitch on its way. Outside, out its tuna. The only difference, Carlos Amaya, in that game, started and batted eighth as the catcher. Here's the pitch. Line drive out to right field for Jake Fox. Makes the catch. Side retired. Lanson goes down in order against Ryan Webb, and we go to the bottom of the first inning. Here come Los Picantes de Lake County against Jose Di Cochea.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
In fact, it's just me for this final series. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here with you. Adam Jackson back in Michigan. Lansing arriving in earlier today to East Lake, Ohio. Let's open up the bottom half of the first inning now. Here come Los Picantes de Lake County. After Lansing went down in order, and the top half. The Lansing right-hander, Jose Di Cochea, is on the mound. First up, the leadoff hitter is the right fielder, Jake Fox. Righty deals to lefty. Popped it foul, out of play to the right side. Fox enters play, hitting 253 through 95 games. A left leg kick in the pitch. Swing and a miss at the high shutter. Nothing in two. Jose Di Cochea has been getting better and better as of late, and looking to keep it up. Finish this season strong. Deals the 0-2. Fouled off under the screen. How do we stay nothing in two? The number two hitter for Lake County is Chase DeLauder, the center fielder. Then it's the shortstop Khalil Watson who hits third. Batting fourth, the third baseman Diane Frias. Heading fifth, at left field it's Joe Lampe. Again, a two-strike pitch from Di Cochea. Fox swings and lifts it high in the air. Left side, Danny Bautista Jr. to his right. That ball's off into the seats. A couple of fans with baseball gloves missed it. Jake Fox, 20 years of age. Nobody on, nobody out, no score. Try it again, 0-2. Foul back. Three straight fouls after strike one and strike two. The number six hitter for Lake County, the catcher Cooper Engel, batting seventh, the DH Jorge Burgos, heading eighth, first baseman Will Bartlett, batting ninth, the second baseman Yordis Valdez. Fox goes down swinging. Di Cochea whiffs him. One up and one down. Now bring up Chase DeLauder, who tore up Lugnuts pitching back in Lansing, Michigan in July. Former college teammates with the former Lugnut, the right-hander Brandon Withers. Although I should say, I think Brandon was a coach on the staff as the fastball missed inside. DeLauder's hitting 356 through 37 games with Lake County. 18 doubles in 37 games, plus three homers. Off-speed bounces in. Two balls and no strikes on the second consecutive left-handed batter. The man on deck, Khalil Watson, is also a left-handed batter. And then the switch hitting Frias, and then the left-handed hitting Lampe, Engel, Burgos. The number 8 hitter, Bartlett, bats right, and then the 9 hitter, Yordis Valdez, is a switch hitter. So only Will Bartlett will bat from the right side against Jose Di Cochea. Ready to roll. Here's the pitch. DeLauder yanks it on a line foul out of the stands. 2 balls and 1 strike. Lansing's defense, meanwhile. The catcher today, C.J. Rodriguez. Malone's at first, Halter at second, Adelaide's at short, and right the third baseman. DiCochea deals the 2-1. Line drive down the right field line. That is a foul ball off toward the Lake County pen. The right fielder went chasing it, Colby Thomas. And center field, Junior Perez. And in left field, Danny Bautista Jr. Closing out the season here tonight. A 2-2. Outside. Count is full. Lansing opened up its road schedule this year with 3 games at Great Lakes, 1-3. And then after that, the Lugnuts went home, hosted the West Michigan Whitecaps. And then the second road trip was right here, East Lake, Ohio. Payoff. Check swing, did he go? He did. Strike 3. Off-speed breaking down and in. DeLauder could not stop himself. 2 batters and 2 strikeouts for Jose Di Cochea. Two outs, nobody on for Khalil Watson. Acquired via trade from the Marlins. No score. Roddy offers. Left-handed batter takes ball 1 outside. Watson with Lake County hitting 205 through 21 games. With Beloit, he was batting 206. He swings and misses. That pitch came biting down and in. And it's 1-1 on the man wearing number 11. If you remember, Lake County came to visit Lansing on the 4th of July. Swing and a tapper foul. Strike 2. And the Lugnuts closed out that series with the same way that they opened it, inside the park home runs. One by Junior Perez on the 4th of July and one by Jack Winkler in the series finale. It was a wild series. 1-2 pitch. Down and in. 2 balls, 2 strikes. But the Lugnuts come in at 8-10 against Lake County. And that's because in the very first trip here this year, the Lugnuts lost 4 out of 5 games. Ever since then, they've played Lake County tough. Even won 4 out of 7 games in Lansing in May. DiCochea has 2-2. Line drive right field down for a base hit. On the back end, Kobe Thomas cuts it off and gets it in. A 2-out single for Khalil Watson. First base runner of the ball game. So now Diane Frias. Switch hitter bats left, the cleanup hitter, no score. The pitch. Strike called on the inside corner. Lugnuts have been seeing Frias the same way they've been seeing Jake Fox and the man on deck, Joe Lampe, ever since the start of the year, from opening day until the end of the year with the Caps. Line drive out to left field for Danny Bautista Jr. Ranging right, he hauls it in. Frias is out, and Lake County has gone scorelessly against DiCochea at the bottom of the first inning. Let's go to the second. No score between the Lansing Lugnuts and Los Picantes de Lake County.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, hello there from Classic Auto Group Park in Eastlake, Ohio. What at one point was Classic Park, but now they've added the Auto Group to the name. Scoreless go to the second inning. Game number 126 in the Lansing Lugnuts 27th season in the Midwest League, September the 5th, 2023. Lefty Ryan Webb of Lake County deals. And Colby Thomas takes a caught strike in the inside corner. Thomas Malone and Angeles here. 4-5-6 batters. No score, lefty to righty. Swing and a miss on the good off speed. On the count is nothing and two. On the first inning, a pop out, a strike out, a fly out against the Lake County lefty. Thomas is coming off homering his last time out. The three-run homer hit Oppo. 0-2. Outside. That three-run homer was hit on an 0-2 pitch, I should have you know. Capped off a 10-run third inning for Lansing against the West Michigan Whitecaps. Ryan Webb lets it fly. Outside barely. Good take. Two balls and two strikes. Ryan Webb, the 24-year-old out of the University of Georgia, against the native Georgian. And Colby Thomas out of Valdosta. Attended Mercer. The pitch. Down and in. And Colby has worked the count full. Three balls and two strikes on Thomas after Webb got way out in front of him. Time granted to Colby. Thomas with his home run that last game. Now 9 homers to go along with 14 doubles and 2 triples as a member of the Lugnuts. He's hitting .308. And he's earned this payoff pitch from Webb, leading off the second inning of a scoreless game. Here it comes. Ground ball pulled foul wide of third. Meanwhile, for Ryan Webb, after 4 years pitching at Georgia, a fourth rounder 2 years ago, Colby Thomas a third rounder last year from Mercer after 3 years with the Bears. Webb in his last outing, pitching at Cedar Rapids, 2 runs allowed in 5 innings, and he struck out 8 Colonels, but received a no decision. Webb's 3-2. Hit high in the air out to left center field. There's Chase DeLauder chasing it out at the wall. Chase DeLauder makes the catch. He looked at the fence just to see if he was going to have to jump for it, and then he reached up and made the catch, nearly overrunning it. There's at number 1. I am so glad to hear, or to read, to hear from Leanne Cook, to read an email from Leanne saying that I'm coming in loud and clear. Line drive right field, Brennan Malone. That baseball is down for a base hit. It one hops high off the wall. It stays in play. It kicks around the wall. Malone's going to stay at second. In fact, they did say that it bounced off the fencing. And so because of that, out of the field of play, automatic double from Malone. Brennan Malone going oppo, showing off the muscle, 11th double as a member of Lansing. And bring up a Ribiel Angeles. I say that, Leanne, because Oh, I was struggling for the first 2 hours before getting on the air today to try to figure out how to make sure that this broadcast came through crystal clear. Lefty righty. Ryan Webb, the pitcher, deals. Adelaide smokes a base hit into left field. Malone held up at third base, juggled out there by Lampe, but Malone stays put. Lampe quickly recovers. So a double followed by a single for Lansing here. And here comes this Lugnuts attack. Hey, Rebiel Anales has 10 hits in his last 17 at-bats. Remember, he had 5 hits on Sunday before he lined out to the wall with the bases loaded his last time up in the 8th. Lugnuts won the ballgame 19-9. Josh Wainwright's the batter. Runners at the corners, no score, one out. The southpaw offers to the right-handed batter. Line drive caught by the shortstop Watson. Looks around, runners retreat in time. Gives the baseball to the pitcher, Webb. 2 outs. Webb right on that one. There, starting to barrel Ryan Webb here. Only problem was it was an atom ball from Josh Wainwright. C.J. Rodriguez batting from the right side. Pitch on its way. Outside, ball one. Can the Lugnuts score the game's first run? Anyway, just to wrap things up, Leanne, thank you for writing. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. Here's the pitch. Down and away, 2 balls and 0 strikes. The hardest day for me in a series is the first day. Trying to figure out what goes where. Every single ballpark has a different setup that I need to solve in order to make sure that you can hear this broadcast. Took me a while to solve today. Rodriguez takes, strike called on the outside corner. So here's what I've got going for you. I have the old broadcast computer set up on a chair to my left. I'm running everything off of that and the hotspot of the assistant general manager, Drew. And that way you are hearing this broadcast. The pitch. A ground ball hit to Watson at short. Picks it up, takes his time. That was to first, in time. Side retired. Double by Malone, single by Anales, stranded. And so let's go to the bottom half of the second inning. Leanne had some questions. I'll answer them. 1.5 complete. Lugnuts and captains, no score.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
As we open up the bottom half of the second inning, Los Picantes de Lake County bring up 5-6-7. That'll go Joe Lampe, followed by Cooper Engle, then Jorge Burgos, against the righty Jose de Cochea, a native of Tucson. Third baseman Josh Wainwright is way off his line and in. Pitch Check swing. A ball. Appeal of a check. Denied by the bases umpire, Koishizawa. And one ball and no strikes. On the Arizona State Sun Devil, Joe Lampe. Black socks up high. Red jersey shirt, home white pants. The deal. Swing and a foul tip hung on to by Rodriguez. One ball, one strike. In the top of the first, Lansing went down 1-2-3. In the top of the second, they did have a double and a single, but they left two. In the bottom of the first, a two-out single for Lake County. Watson stranded. Here in the bottom of the second, the breaking ball fools Lampe. Went around too far. One ball and two strikes. So Jose DiCochea looks to hold serve with a southpaw for Los Picantes, Ryan Webb. DiCochea delivers. Chopper beyond the pitcher. Back of second, grabbed by Anales. Fires to first in time. 6-3 on the scorecard. Ground out to short for the first out. There is a gigantic praying mantis that is trying to crawl its way out of the broadcast booth right now. I love praying mantises, but this isn't where you should be. My friend, this is not where you should be. You should be outside, not inside. My apologies. On the first pitch, call the strike to Cooper Engel. I mean, some folks might consider me good company, but that praying mantis has other priorities. Foul out of play to the left side. Let's try to sweep it off here. All right off the ledge. It's going to be fine. I'm going to be fine. The insects that it finds to eat for dinner are not going to be fine. And the count is nothing and two on Cooper Engel. Here's the pitch from DiCochea. Fly ball down the left field line toward the corner. Danny Bautista Jr. rounding right makes the catch in foul territory. Two outs. Leanne Cook was wondering how's the drive to Lake County. She also was wondering any comments on breakfast this morning in her email. I did not attend breakfast. I was taken care of by the Booster Club catering for the Lugnuts on their way out. I arrived into the ballpark around lunchtime, unfortunately. But thank you so much to the Booster Club for catering breakfast before the players left for East Lake. DiCochea to Jorge Burgos. High and away, ball one. Burgos, the left-handed hitting DH. And the red and the electric lime green Picantes jerseys. Scoreless, two outs, nobody on. DiCochea to the plate. Inside. How was my drive? My drive was scenic. There was all sorts of traffic on the highway, and so my phone routed me right through the farms and the countryside, and it was very lovely. The 1-1 pitch. Burgos lays off the off-speed low. Two balls and one strike. Had some good phone conversations. Hands-free, mind you. Everything entirely hands-free. And then rolled right in past Cleveland. Here's the pitch. Outside. Get to pass the home of the Lake Erie Crushers in Avon, Ohio. This is a walk for Burgos down to first base. The first walk given out by DiCochea. And then you drive right past the home of the Cleveland Guardians on your way here. So you really do get the good ballpark tour. Progressive Field. Cleveland is actually home for a couple of days this week. They're home today, they're home tomorrow, they're home Thursday. In fact, both the Guardians and the Captains play an early one tomorrow. DiCochea's pickoff throw late, Burgos back in. Now, if the Guardians were playing early and these two squads are playing late, you can bet that a ton of players would be there in attendance. Here's the pitch. That runs up and inside. In fact, if the Guardians were playing late and these two teams were playing early tomorrow, there'd be even more folks in attendance. But everybody is playing a matinee. And so we'll just keep a track of both games at the same time. DiCochea's pitch. Yanks it outside. He has lost the zone here. Right-handed hitting Will Bartlett out in front. Two outs. Burgos at first base on the base on balls. Scoreless in the bottom of the second inning from Classic Auto Group Park. First of a six-game series. DiCochea's pitch. Up and inside. Had to pull the arms out of the way, otherwise he would have been struck. And it's 3-0 on Bartlett. This is where DiCochea can go wrong, as you've been watching him over the course of this Lugnuts campaign after his promotion. You understand. 3-0. Swinging away, and he pops it up in the infield. First baseman Malone is under. makes the catch. And the command issues that hiccuped up for DiCochea, he's out of the second inning on the Bartlett 3-0 pop-out. We go to the third inning from East Lake, Ohio. Los Picantes de Lake County and the Lansing Lugnuts, no score.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And now, on our way to the top of the third inning from Lake County, Ohio. No score between the Lugnuts and Los Picantes. Lefty Ryan Webb back to work for Lake County. Offers to T.J. Schofield-Sam. Fastball up and in. Ball one. Bottom part of the Lansing order in Schofield-Sam. Who swings and grounds it past the mound, skipping to the shortstop Watson up the middle. Goes over to first in time. That baseball was a skimmer, and Khalil Watson made it look easy. Now back to the top of the order for Lansing. Here's Junior Perez. Popped out on the first pitch he saw before. Takes the first pitch here. Across the outside corner and a called strike one from Ryan Webb. In general for Webb, fastball, curveball, sort of combination. He deals, and it broke low. One ball and one strike the count. No score. Lefty to the right-handed batter. Strike called on the fastball in the inside corner.
Vamos, Picantes. Vamos, Picantes.
First timer out of the order, Lansing 2-for-9 against Webb. Time granted to Junior. And the second inning with one out in succession. Brandon Malone double. And an A. Rebiel Analyst single. But they were stranded. And now here one out, top of the third. Round two, 1-2 pitch. Perez takes down and in. Two balls and two strikes. Junior Perez playing a full season here up in high A. My anticipation is he'll start next year in double A. Webb throws. Got both a foul, rolling off to the left side. We stay two balls, two strikes. Perez, during the West Michigan series, had 8 hits plus 5 walks. He had a double, a triple, a homer. He scored 7 runs in 6 games. Here it comes. Line drive out to left field. Joe Lampe right there puts it away. Off the end of the bat at number 2. Two outs, nobody on, no score. Colby Halter. Halter is 0-1 with a swinging strikeout his first time up. Got blown away by Ryan Whip fastball. First pitch of this at bat. Takes the curve for a called strike. Hello, Marsha Bullard emailing in. Jay Goldstress at LansingLugnuts.com. Marsha writes that she has to say this is the nicest group of young men that we have ever had in Lansing. Halter takes a ball low. Colby Halter, I would say, is emblematic at that. He's just a wonderful human being. Writes Marsha, quote unquote, very polite, very appreciative of the efforts made by the Booster Club. This team seems especially nice. The 1-1. Fastball missed inside. After the game on Saturday, Marsha and Leanne, I expect, will be here in Lake County to cater sandwiches for the team and a post-game meal. I think that sounds wonderful. There's the 2-1. Halter takes the curve for a called strike. Marsha, I would like a post-game tuna sandwich. That sounds dandy. And if you know me, you know just the tuna, just the bread, nothing too much, very simple. Not too much tuna. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Halter strikes out again. Two strikeouts for Ryan Webb. Both times, he's gotten Colby Halter. And we're through 2.5. Marsha, thank you. No score from East Lake, Ohio.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
So as we go to the bottom half of the third inning, Lansing and Lake County no score, Jose De Cochea to Yordis Valdez. Fastball snaps in for a called strike one. I'm the number 9 hitter in the Lake County order. Valdez, a switch hitter, bats left. No score. Fox into Lauder to follow. Top of the order. Valdez breaks his bat, lofting it over second. It's a base hit in the right field. Kobe Thomas on hand to play it in. Got a leadoff single for Lake County. That's hit number 2 against Jose De Cochea. And at the very least, broken bat number 1. So the batter now is Jake Fox, the leadoff man. Struck out swinging his first try against De Cochea. Righty to lefty. Swing and a miss, strike one. Over at first base, Valdez's first move was back to first. They are cognizant of the De Cochea pickoff move. He has a quick one for righty. De Cochea had 2 runners picked off first base this year. Let's it fly. Fox swings and misses the fastball up. 0-2. Dicochea holds. Fires. Hit high in the air out to left center. Batista Jr. and Perez come together. Batista Jr. the call and the catch. And at first base, Valdez going nowhere. Low into second. One down for Chase DeLauder. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Here's the pitch. Dicochea deals an occult strike to start him. DeLauder might have walked his first time up. 3-2 pitch came down and in, but he couldn't stop himself. The bat came through the zone, and he was gone on strikes. 0-1. Strike two called. And his feet were unsteady as that pitch came in. He got happy feet. Which, that's a pretty darn good compliment for a pitcher, wouldn't you say? Now the 0-2 from Dicochea. Ground ball foul. Off into the netting, right side. A criticism that had been levied at DeLauder approaching the MLB draft last year was that his feet are constantly moving. That his left foot, his back foot is not planted. And so the question is, would his hitting style be able to succeed? And you know what? It has. Pick off the over tag late. Valdez back in. Lugnut saw that firsthand from DeLauder. He ate their pitchers alive back in Lansing. Now here's round two. Struck out his first time. Second at bat. He takes the off-speed low. Escapes C.J. Rodriguez. Yordis Valdez around to second. Andrew Grover, the MC, getting the fans to get a little bit louder by calling them out. Dicochea looks back at Valdez. No score, last of the third. Jose's 1-2. Swing and a miss, he got him again. Dicochea strikes at DeLauder for a second straight time. Now Khalil Watson in his first matchup of the year against Lansing. By the way, I have the numbers for DeLauder against Lugnuts pitchers. First pitch, down and away, ball one. DeLauder in four games had 11 hits, six doubles. Six doubles in four games. He went 11 for 18. He was extraordinary in that series at Michigan State Capitol. 1-0. Swing and a miss by Watson. Jake Fox this year coming in, batting 306 against Lansing pitchers. Joe Lampe, 327 average against Lansing pitchers with an OPS up near 900. But here's Khalil Watson, who's 1-for-1. Singled in the first against Dicochea. No score, Valdez at second. That's a pitch. That misses down and in. Ball two. Khalil, a native of Chase City, Virginia. Attended Wake Forest High School, North Carolina, drafted by the Miami Marlins, traded to the Cleveland Guardians this year. He is only 20 years old. The pitch to him. Off speed down. Well blocked by C.J. Rodriguez. Three balls, one strike. It is immediately clear to see with Watson his great defensive abilities. The question is going to be with him moving forward, how well does he hit? But he's just so young. He's the number 16 prospect in the organization for Cleveland, according to Pipeline. The pitch, that's high, and that's ball four. And Watson is back on the bases. Oh, by the way, fleet of foot and an expert base stealer. So you've got Valdez at second, 14 for 16 in steals. And Watson at first, who's 25 for 28. 15, 9, 3. And the batter is Dian Frias, the number 25 prospect in the organization, according to MLB Pipeline. But first, a visit to the mound by the pitching coach, Don Schulze. I'll turn down Gerber a little bit. Let's have a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Great Lakes playing at West Michigan. They're in the bottom of the sixth inning already. They started earlier today. And it's the Loons after the Whitecaps scored one in the first inning. Great Lakes scored one in the second and one in the fifth, and the Loons are leading 2-1 in the bottom of the sixth from LMCU Ballpark. Fort Wayne and Dayton tied up 1-1. They're in the top of the fourth inning. Back we go. 2-1, 2-out, no score. The pitch. Dian Frias takes ball one up and away. It appeared last inning as if the wheels were starting to fall off for DiCochea. With 2 outs and nobody on, he walked Jorge Burgos. Fell behind Will Bartlett, 3-0. Got him to pop out. Watch out now. He deals. Swing and a miss on the off speed. Pulled the string on Frias. Here in this third inning, leadoff single Valdez, wild pitch to second. However, box the fly out, DeLauder the strikeout, Khalil Watson just drew the walk. That's the warning sign for DiCochea. DiCochea's pitch just missed off the inside corner. 2-1. So here are your three East Division matchups. Lansing at Lake County, no score in the third. Great Lakes at West Michigan, 2-1 Loons in the bottom of the sixth. Fort Wayne at Dayton, 1-1, top of the fourth. So, DiCochea is 2-1. Line foul, hooked down the right side. 2 balls, 2 strikes. As we look at the standings entering play today. Fort Wayne is up by a half a game on West Michigan. The Tin Caps winning their last 5 last week against South Bend. Meanwhile, the Lugnuts were taking it to the Whitecaps. Beat them 11-10 on Saturday and 19-9 on Sunday to drop the Whitecaps out of first place. Dayton is 3 games out. Lake County is 4 games out. DiCochea is 2-2. Popped up right side of the diamond. First baseman Malone, just beside his bag, makes the grab. After a second straight inning, a pop out to third strands the captain's runner. This time it strands 2. And we move to the fourth inning. Lake County and Lansing continue at no score.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
An early game tomorrow, 12:05 p.m. Lansing and Lake County, right here from Classic Auto Group Park. 12:05, the matchup between Jacob Waters and Ethan Hankins. Then 7 o'clock p.m. back on Thursday, the lefty James Gonzalez gets the ball against the righty Aaron Davenport. And I've just received word that that game on Thursday night is going to be the free MLB on MLB.tv game of the day. Hey, all right. Lansing and Lake County on Thursday, the free game of the day. Love it. Then Friday, Luis Morales gets the ball against the lefty Stephen Hatcher out of the University of Michigan. 7 o'clock p.m. 7 o'clock p.m. Saturday, Gunnar Hoagland against the lefty Parker Messick. And then Sunday, the regular season finale, 1 o'clock p.m., Mitch Myers against this man, Ryan Webb, who deals. Danny Bautista Jr. takes ball one inside. Scoreless from Lake County so far. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Top of the fourth inning. Bautista Jr., the number three hitter, takes outside for ball two. Lugnuts have completed the home schedule 33-33, even 500. Webb delivers. Outside. On the count now, 3-0 and Danny Bautista Jr. I'd like to say hello to Joe Miller, who's listening in. Joe from Mentor. The pitch. Missed inside for ball four. And a four-pitch walk given up by Webb. His first walk so far. Leadoff base runner, Bautista Jr. down to first with the cleanup hitter, Colby Thomas coming up, and Malone looming. Joe, here's wishing you an easy, relaxing recovery from your surgery. Missing you here at the ballpark. Looking forward to seeing you next and wishing you my very best. Bautista Jr. runs. The pitch is high, throw down to second base, tag late by the second baseman Valdez. Head first steal of second for Bautista Jr. 21st stolen base of the year. Quickly in a scoring position. Now five pitches have been thrown, all of them missing from Ryan Webb here in this fourth inning. A native of Roswell, Georgia, calling his catcher Ingelat to the mound for a word. I know about Roswell, New Mexico. I suppose Area 51 off in New Mexico. They have different area numbers and area codes in Georgia. Right now, the flying object has been identified. It is each pitch that Ryan Webb throws. He is ready. No score, nobody out. The pitch, Thomas showed bunt, pulled back, took a called strike. The extraterrestrial-themed team in minor league baseball used to be the Las Vegas 51s before they rebranded for Howard Hughes. And now they're the Las Vegas Aviators. A couple of runs up the ladder from the Lugnuts, the A's organization. Webb offers. Fastball above the letters. Now the count is now 2-1 on Thomas. Not the sort of man that you want to get behind and have to give him something meaty. No runs, two hits, no errors for both of these teams. Webb here in the fourth, being threatened, delivers. Swing and a miss, late by Thomas. He was late and reacted. And the count is now 2-2. Brandon Malone, the man on deck, doubled his first time. Here's the pitch to Thomas. A chopper hit down toward third. In between hop, played well by Frias. Throws across in time. Nipping the hustling Colby Thomas down the line. Bautista Jr. had to stay there at second base. One out. Now the batter will be Brendan Malone. Oakland Athletics roster move earlier today. Unfortunately, Lawrence Butler placed on the bereavement list. We wish his family well. With Butler unable to play, deactivated while he returns. Kevin Smith has gotten called up. Pickoff throw into second base, tag, late. Back in diving safely, Danny Bautista Jr. So welcome back to the Major Leagues, Kevin Smith, the 2018 Lansing Lugnut. Oakland A's have so many former Lugnuts on their team, and they're taking on the Toronto Blue Jays in a fascinating series. The Blue Jays stacked with the Lugnuts. Pitch, Brendan Malone takes the ball up and away. Today you've got Chris Bassett on the mound, the former Oakland A, who takes on Ken Waldichuk. Southpaw picked up from the New York Yankees organization. That was in the Lou Trevino deal. The 1-0, down and away. Could also say the Frankie Montas deal. This is just my unofficial count. Lugnuts in the Oakland A's. Kevin Smith, Lawrence Butler, Jordan Diaz, Danny Jimenez, Carlos Perez. Kirby Snead was just optioned down. Mason Miller should be coming back soon. 2-0 is coming. At the letters for a called strike. 0-0 right now. Lugnuts batting, top of the fourth. Bautista Jr. at second, one out. Your Lugnuts on the Toronto Blue Jays, unofficial count. Bo Bichette, Kevin Biggio, Vlad Guerrero Jr., Danny Jansen, Alejandro Kirk, Tim Mesa, Jordan Romano, also the manager, John Schneider, and a couple of members of his staff, Jeff Ware, the assistant pitching coach, and the bullpen catcher, Luis Hurtado. Hurtado had been a catcher for the Lugnuts. Jeff Ware had been a Lugnuts pitching coach. Manager Schneider was the manager of the Lugnuts in 2016. So, well represented in that Toronto at Oakland series. Bautista Jr. starts early. Webb throws it beyond the third baseman, Frias, down the left side. Danny Bautista Jr. gets up, and he races in. Lugnuts lead 1-0. Ryan Webb's throwing error gives Lansing the game's first lead. And it was all because of the poor break by Bautista Jr. leaving too soon before Webb pitched the ball. He left early. Webb still hung on to it. Webb stepped off the rubber, and then the throw, a poor one right beyond Dion Frias. Base is cleaned off. Here's the pitch. Line drive hooked foul left side for Brendan Malone. After all of those hits over the weekend, leading to all of those runs against West Michigan Whitecaps pitchers, of course here in the fourth inning, the first run would be without benefit of a base hit. A walk, a steal, an error. Of course.
It's way too quiet here. It's time to spice things up, Lake County, come on!
By the way, the official scorer has given Bautista Jr. a steal of third, and then E1. Two balls and two strikes, one out, nobody on. And the pitch to Malone. Outside, count is full. Got us out of this game. Currently for Ryan Webb, unofficially, 48 pitches, 28 strikes. Avery Bielanalis is on deck. Payoff. Swing and a miss. He struck out Malone. Third strikeout for Webb. Two outs. Here's Aribio Angeles. Angeles singled to left field his first time. He has been on fire. Here's the pitch. Strike called on the inside corner. Angeles has 38 hits in his last 103 at-bats. And his batting average has skyrocketed up to 272. 1-0 Nuts lead. Pitch on its way. Fouled off into the screen. No balls, two strikes. For a long time, didn't it feel like his batting average was down in the two teens, 220s, 230s, 272 right now? Still rising. Webb's 0-2 pitch. Backdoor breaking ball missed outside. Thought he'd get the call, but he didn't. One ball and two strikes. Josh Wundright is waiting on deck. Conley's batting sixth. The deal? Cue shot fouled off into the front side, the far side of the Lake County dugout, then bouncing back to the bat boy. One ball and two strikes, it stays. Outfield is straight up. Skies are darkening blue above. Webb winds and throws. A ground ball shot towards shortstop Watson. Plays clean, fires to first. Dug up by Bartlett, side retired. Lansing scores a run, though. Bautista Jr. walk, a couple of steals, and he comes in on the throwing error by Webb. As we move to the bottom of the fourth inning, it is Lansing leading in Lake County by a 1-0 score.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine what screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too. Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Lugnuts lead 1-0. Bottom of the fourth inning from Classic Auto Group Park. Danny Bautista Jr. scoring the game's first run on a throwing error by Ryan Webb. Righty Jose DiCochea deals to Joe Lampe. The breaking ball hangs high. One ball, no strikes. Lampe, Engel, Burgos, all of them left-handed batters against the Northpaw from Tucson. Jose DiCochea. Action in the Lansing pen. DiCochea deals. Very, very high. Two balls and no strikes. Lampe grounded up to the shortstop Anales' first time. Joe Lampe, one of the most effective Lake County hitters all year against Nuts pitchers. Here it comes. Hits it high and deep down the right field line, but he hooked it foul. Out in front. Home run distance, sure. Out onto the pavilion. Two balls and one strike on Lampe. 5'11", 185 pounder out of Petaluma, California. Here's the pitch. Check swing, foul, tipped it into Rodriguez's mitt. Strike two. Lampe drafted in the third round last year by Cleveland. Against the eighth rounder in 2019, DiCochea. 2-2 pitch. Missed down and in. 3-2. For DiCochea so far, through three scoreless innings, he has three strikeouts. He's walked two. He's given up two singles. How does he open up here in the bottom of the fourth inning? Payoff. Ground ball, chopped foul. Right side. Into the netting and then rolling onto the roof of the Lake County dugout. Where a fan hustles over to pick up the souvenir. Well done. Catcher Rodriguez goes to the mound to say, all right, what do you want to throw him now? Looks like the lefty Jack Owen is the one who's warming up in the pen, getting the Velo boys some action early. DiCochea at 60 pitches right now. Again, he tries the 3-2. Down and in. He walked him. Third walk given out by DiCochea. He spread it around. One in the second, one in the third, now here in the fourth. But the walks in the second and the third innings were two out walks. This one comes leading off. Now Cooper Engel. Now the pitching coach, Don Schulte, is going right back to the mound. Another visit by Don. Let's look back upon this year for Jose DiCochea. DiCochea, when he was profiled earlier this year by Martin Gallegos for MLB.com, the A's beat writer, he got a quote, from the assistant general manager and director of player personnel, Billy Owens, which said about Jose, he's off to a promising start, averaging well over a strikeout per inning. Overall, his command has taken a step forward. And let me finish with this. He's definitely an interesting arm on the horizon. Dick Ochoa returning this year after, in 2022, 5 appearances, 4 starts. In 2021, 6 appearances, 5 of those starts. Now, Dick Ochoa had Tommy John surgery that halted his 2021 season on June the 6th. So he was out from June the 6th all the way until August the 12th, 2022. June 6th, 2021 until August the 12th, 2022. That's when he returned from the Tommy John. And so this year he began it and he was ready to go. Deals to Cooper Ingle. Strike called on the inside corner. Lugnuts 1. Lake County nothing. Lampy at first base. Nobody out. Last of the fourth inning. Well, Dico Chea began this year with Stockton. He did not allow a run in all of April. He fires. Ground ball hit toward short. On a lace plays. Hunter ends to Halter 1. Turn to first. Little high. Hold Malone hopping up off the bag. Fielder's choice. And Engle takes Lampy's spot at first base. You don't mind that so much. Lampy's a better base runner, I would dare say, than Engle. One out, runner on for Jorge Burgos. Well, Dico Chea finished up in Stockton. 39 in the third innings, 47 strikeouts, and the league batted 167, or 163 against him. Fires. Buried it down. Engle stays put at first base as it was blocked by Rodriguez. Lansing leading 1-0, last of the fourth inning. Dico Chea stomps around to the back of the mound. Dico Chea began the year 4 scoreless at Fresno, 4 2/3 scoreless against Visalia, 5 scoreless at Modesto, struck out 8. Delivers the 1-0. Burgos lifts it foul, way out of play left side. Strike 1. Now he got hit around a little bit against Fresno May the 3rd, allowed 4 runs and 4 walks, 6 hits and 2 1/3 innings. And then after that, came right back with 5 1-hit innings, struck out 5 at Rancho Cucamonga. 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 run against San Jose. Struck out 8. You get the picture. He was the ace. Deals. Down and in. Escapes Rodriguez. And Engle the second. It's a second wild pitch for Dico Chea. Dico Chea wrapped things up pitching in single A Stockton with 8 strikeouts, allowing 2 hits in 5 innings against Modesto May 29th. But then, his very last appearance in single A before the promotion, he walked 6 batters at Inland Empire, 3 1/3 innings, June the 6th. Then he joined the Lugnuts coming up in June. Dico Chea with a 2-1. Burgos swings and misses a changeup. 2 balls and 2 strikes. So my prediction for you would be that Jose would start up next year in the Lansing rotation based on how he is treading. That fastball's been in the low 90s. See if he can bump it up next year or where it eventually sits as he gets older and stronger and more healthy. But the off-speed stuff is really impressed. And the A's are looking to develop starting pitcher prospects. 2-2, off-speed down and in. So whether they think of him long-term as a starter, or long-term as a reliever, to come back from Tommy John, to come back this year, be so good in Stockton, reach high A, and be a part of this Lansing rotation. And as we've seen here, he's been very good. In fact, I've charted his games on Tuesdays. Payoff pitch for Burgos, on its way. That's a little high, and he's walked him. Well, we'll see if Jose is coming to the end of his line here soon. At the bottom half of the fourth inning, there's runners at first and second base. There's one out. And it's the number 8 hitter, Will Bartlett. But here's what I mean about Dico Chea on Tuesdays. It's his 4th start on a Tuesday. To include what he's done today, 3 1/3 innings, he has now gone 15 2/3 innings on Tuesdays, and he's allowed only 1 run. He misses ball 1 to Bartlett. Scoreless so far. However, In 3 1/3 innings, he has walked 4. Just the 2 hits, just 2 singles. And he struck out 3. Double play ball would end this inning. 1-0 Lansing leads. The pitch. Bartlett takes a ball low. That escapes Rodriguez. The runners didn't go, though. Rodriguez looks around. It was a late read by Cooper Engle. And because Engle's the lead runner, that stopped Burgos from trying to advance. Engle at second, Burgos at first. One out. 2 balls and no strikes on Bartlett. Right-hander deals to right-hander. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Everything from DiCoche's mechanics looks like he's just tried to simplify it. As few moving parts as possible. Left leg kick, then the arm swings around. 2-1, hitter's pitch. On its way. Ground ball, base hit, left field. Late read Engle, Bautista Jr. up with it and left. Gets it in, Engle held at third. That has really helped Lansing. That Engle has been the lead runner. Single by Bartlett loads up the bases. Jack Owen is ready in the Lansing pen. And Craig Conklin is making the move right now to his reliever. Craig Conklin, a couple of hard claps, takes the baseball away from Jose DiCochea. And I suspect we just watched the last pitch that he threw in 2023. That's my guess is that's going to do it for Jose DiCochea this year. So DiCochea came in at 85 2/3 innings in 2023 between Stockton and Lansing. Now you can add on 3 1/3 more. 89 innings, I believe, in total. And right now, no runs allowed. Not today. He'll have to depend, though, upon his bullpen. And specifically, upon the left-hander out of Auburn University, Jack Owen. War Eagle Jack Owen. Undrafted free agent. Signed by the Oakland Athletics in 2021 and immediately sent up to Lansing. In fact, Owen, the vast majority of his appearances have been spent with the Lugnuts. Pitcher out of J. Sarah Catholic High School. What a program they have. 2015, going back 8 years ago. The perfect game, 16 and under, pitcher of the year. The underclass national championship MVP. When it came out of high school, the number 2 lefty in all of California. Jack Owen taking over on the hill. He has been so good as this year has gone on. You'd expect nothing less. On 59 1/3 innings, 52 strikeouts, 13 walks, and the .245 batting average against him. I expect Owen to be a part of AA Midland next year. Three and a third innings for Jose DiCochea. 3 hits, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts. Bases loaded with Los Picantes de Ley County. Trailing 1-0 to Lansing at the bottom of the 4th inning. Double play ball would end this threat. Engle at third, Burgos at second, Bartlett at first. On the first pitch, called a strike from Owen. The fastball snaps in. Owen gets his sign from the catcher, Rodriguez. Switch hitter batting right. Here it is. Fouled off into the screen. Strike 2 for Yordis Valdez. A single to right field his first time.
Let's go, Picantes.
Owen gets his sign. Sets away from the chest. 2 strike pitch. Fastball's outside. Jack Owen in the month of August in his very first appearance allowed 4 runs in Cedar Rapids in 3 innings. Since then, 10 2/3 innings, 1 run allowed. Oh, by the way, in all that span, only 1 walk. 1-2. Lifted foul, right side, first baseman Malone toward the stands, but it's out of play. And meanwhile, Owen in that span has struck out 12 next to that 1 walk. Jack this year has inherited 17 runners. Only 6 of them have scored. Leadoff hitting Jake Fox on deck. Here's the pitch. Line drive center field, measured by Junior Perez. Reaches up, makes the catch. He caught it back on his heels, so Engel the tag and scores. Tie game 1-1. Now, because of Junior's play, Burgo stayed at second, Bartlett at first, 2 outs. And the batter is Jake Fox, the leadoff man. You know, I should probably mention, Lake County for a long time had a different captain. They had Captain Tony. Here's the pitch to Fox. I know it's a breaking ball in there for a called strike. Well, they did a dance that's the same as the Great Lakes Loons' Funky Feather. But this year they introduced a new mascot, a cormorant, a black cormorant named Horatio. And so they've tried to get the crowd to embrace him. But every time I've been to a game here, they haven't. Pickoff throw into second base. Tag applied late. Burgos back in. When we were here in April, the crowd was very much... I don't want to say anti-Horatio as much as they loved what had been in place here for years, like Skipper. Here's the 0-1. Down low. And I like that Andrew Grover, the MC here, just gave the nod to the crowd. First, after they scored that run, he had everyone dance the Horatio. And then he paused and he said, if you want to, you can dance the captain. And the old faithful did. Fox swings and lifts it out to right center field. A chance for Colby Thomas to his right. Makes the catch, overlapping with Perez. The inning is over. Lake County scores 1 run, strands 2. 2 walks, 1 single. As we go to the 5th inning, tie game from Classic Auto Group Park. Lugnuts and Captains, 1-1.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over. And that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers. But there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alatine can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Each team scored a run in the 4th inning after neither team scored a run in the first 3. It's the Lugnuts 1, Los Picantes de Lake County 1 on a Copa night for the Lake County Captains. Los Picantes de Lake County, really fun color combination in terms of the deep red, we'll call it a burnt red, with the electric lime green across the front of the chest and the lettering. Right web deals. Josh one right takes a called strike. Joshy. It was Ryan Webb's own throwing error that led to the Lansing run last inning. Allowed Danny Batista Jr. to score. Southpaw offers. Mr. Wright takes a called strike across the outside corner. Nothing and two. Josh Wan lined out to the shortstop Watson his first time. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, the East Division leading Fort Wayne Tin Caps are down in Dayton 5-1 right now, going to the sixth inning. And the West Michigan Whitecaps are about to come up in the bottom of the ninth, down 2-1 to Great Lakes. Wright goes down swinging on the curveball low. Webb strikes him out. Fourth strike at Ryan Webb. I'd like to say hello to Stefan Gleiberman, checking in, saying that he's listening along. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com, or however you'd like to reach out to me. Left due to righty, a pitch to C.J. Rodriguez at the letters for a called strike. Grounded out to shortstop his first time. Ryan Webb first saw Lansing way back when, and he was really, really good. Winds and throws. Line foul off the netting on the right. Back on April the 23rd in game two of a doubleheader, Ryan Webb tossed 5 2/3 scoreless innings and he struck out 8. That might still be his best appearance of the year. 1-1 tie game. One out, nobody on. Webb's 0-2. Outside. 0-1 to CJ. Meanwhile, the Lansing starter, Jose Di Cochea, had gone 4 innings, allowing 1 run back on July the 7th. Today, he goes 3 1/3, and he gives up 1 run. Jack Owen in form. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Ryan Webb strikes out back-to-back batters, now has 5 Ks through 4 2/3. By the way, a defensive change to tell you about. Dion Frias is out of the game for Lake County. Big thanks. New man in is Nate Furman. TJ Schofield, Sam takes a called strike on the outside corner. So I presume Nate Furman, straight switch in. A left-handed batting infielder. Here's the pitch. Schofield Sam smacks it into right center field for a base hit. He is on with a worm burner. Picked up in center by DeLauder, plays it in. Two out single for Schofield Sam. Leadoff man, Junior Perez. Lineup flips over for a third time. 1-1 score in the fifth. 2 outs. Webb deals. Left it high. Ball 1. That single by Schofield Sam is the third Lugnuts base hit so far against Webb. Schofield Sam a short lead as Perez takes ball 2 down and away. Here's the pitch. Popped him up. Third baseman Furman comes in down the line. Makes the catch. Side retired.
That's not easy.
Halfway to the house. Go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Lansing 1, Lake County 1.
Our excellence is shining. Yet, so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will.i.am.
and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
As we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning, I had a fact to share with you that I have no idea how to change it into a trivia question, so I'm just going to share it as a story instead, and I hope that suits you fine. Last of the fifth, Lansing 1, Lake County 1. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. 2, 3, and 4 in the order, DeLauder, Watson, Furman. Lefty Jack Owens pitch, a ground ball through the right side, base hit between Halter and Malou. Scooped up by Thomas. Gets it in Colby to Colby. Thomas to Halter. Got a leadoff single for Chase DeLauder on the first pitch he saw from Owen. He is happy that Jose DiCoche is out of the game. Brings up Khalil Watson. Owen replaced DiCoche in the bottom of the fourth inning. Bases loaded, one out. Allowed a sack fly. That induced a flyout. Lefty deals to lefty. Fastball for a called strike across the outside corner to Watson, who singled and walked against the starter DiCoccia. Each team scored in the fourth. 1-1 right now. Short lead for DeLauder, but he will run. Owens pitch. Flied out to shallow left field. Danny Bautista Jr. stepping to his right with the catch. Had DeLauder back to first. There's one down. It was September the 5th, 2010. Lansing playing Lake County right here in East Lake, Ohio. And at the time, there was a lighthouse. There was a lighthouse out to the left of the center field batter's eye. And nobody had hit that lighthouse, not since Lake County had first arrived from Columbus, Georgia, back in 2003. The pitch to Nate Furman, lefty to lefty. Check swing, strike called. Tie game 1-1, runner on, one gone for Lake County in the last of the fifth. Lake County's shortstop that year was a guy named Casey Frawley. And the prize for hitting that lighthouse with a home run was $1,000. Furman takes the ball high. What they had said was, if a Lake County captain hit the lighthouse with a homer, then that captain's hitter and a lucky fan would split the $1,000. The other team hit it, nothing would happen. Throw over to first base, DeLauder back in. They would say, we'll give you a run. we'll call it a home run. That's your reward. But they put a big bullseye on there, and they encouraged Lake County captains to hit it. And they didn't, not in 2003 or 04, 05, or 06, 07, 08, 09. The 1-1. Strike two called from Owen. But in 2010, there was Casey Frawley playing shortstop. Game one of a doubleheader. Casey Frawley homered off the lighthouse. Hit the bullseye. Frawley and a random captain's fan split that $1,000. Here's the 1-2. Front door breaking ball just missed. 2 balls and 2 strikes. That was the first time that lighthouse was ever hit. And it was hit against Lansing. And if you wonder, how did the Lugnuts respond to Frawley hitting the lighthouse and the crowd going berserk? In game two of the doubleheader, the Lugnuts nearly no-hit Lake County. Furman grounds down to first, backhanded by Brennan Malou. Fires to second, Anales gets one, turn it to first, two, right back to Brennan. 3-6-3, side retired on the double play. Let's go to the sixth inning. By the way, there no longer is a lighthouse out in center field to the left of the batter's eye here in Lake County. It's a stuff of memories, just like Casey Frawley's name is as well. Lansing and Lake County tied up 1-1 from East Lake, Ohio.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
And now to the sixth inning. A 1-1 game, Lansing and Lake County. Los Picantes de Lake County today in a Copa game. The Lugnuts of Lansing. Currently 78 degrees and beautiful in Lake County in the evening. Tuesday night, lefty Ryan Webb throws to the lefty Colby Halter. Shows bunt, lays it down, rolling foul up the third base side. Strike one. Halter struck out twice today against Webb. Halter, Batista, Thomas, 2-3-4. They have gone final from West Michigan. Loons 2, Whitecaps 1. So the Whitecaps scored 9 runs on Sunday and 10 runs on Saturday and lost both games. They score only 1 run today. They lose again. Jackson Job outdueled by Hubeck. Scored 1 run in the first inning and nothing more. Ryan Webb's 0-1. Outside. Meanwhile, Dayton continuing to lead Fort Wayne 5-1. So let's say that that keeps up. And the Dayton Dragons beat the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Let's refresh the standings. A 1-1 pitch. Check swing missed outside. That would mean that Fort Wayne's lead over West Michigan would remain at a half game. Dayton would be within 2 games of Fort Wayne. And then we would look at these 2 teams. Headers pitch on 2-1 to Colby Halter. Lifted foul, left side, out of play. If Lake County beat the Lansing Lugnuts, then the Caps would be within 3 games of first. If the Lugnuts won, they'd be within 5 games. Lansing needs to win out and have everybody else lose. Just keep on losing all week. The pitch. Halter takes the front door breaking ball inside. 3-2. For each of these teams coming in, you understand they just have to play their game. And then they'll find out afterward. Huh, how were we affected? Payoff from Webb. Ground ball foul right side. Right now it's a good game. 1-1 in the sixth inning. Each team scoring a run in the fourth. Crowd screaming. Pale pitch on its way. Strike 3 called in the outside corner. Halter strikes out for a third time. Weirdly with Colby Halter. Strikeouts have come in threes. This is his 6th 3 strikeout game with Lansing. So now with Colby, 27 strikeouts through 18 games. The batter's Danny Batista Jr. Lefty deals to righty. Strike called, inside corner. Ryan Webb putting together another marvel here today. 5 1/3 innings, he is struck at 6. He offers to Batista. Outside for ball 1. Webb is only allowed 3 hits. Tie game, he deals. Hit out foul, left side. The crowd here does not care for mascot Horatio. Not at all. Horatio just went running down the steps. Maybe a kid here or there cheered. 1-2 pitch. Bounced in. 2 balls and 2 strikes. New ownership here this year for Lake County, just like new ownership with Lansing. And so a year of transition for both franchises. Time called at home plate. That again, there's that stability. The stadium, the fans, the front office. The players coming through for Lake County on their way up to Cleveland, which is about, 15 minutes drive away. 2-2 pitch. Curveball foul tipped at home, and he stayed alive. Not caught by catcher Engel. For Lansing, working their way up the ladder from Stockton to Lansing, Michigan, to Midland, Texas, to Las Vegas, Nevada, and then to the Oakland Athletics. From Oakland to Lansing is the largest divide between any Major League parent club and their high affiliate in the Midwest League. Here's the pitch. Flat foul, right side. I've got a spider building a web right here in front of me. To which I say, we're on the same team. It was a praying mantis that I kept out of the broadcast booth earlier. The spider web, as long as this web is outside the booth, not inside. Yeah. Here's the 2-2 from Webb. Line drive out to right field. Jake Fox comes in and falls for a base hit. So I've got Webb on the mound. I've got Webb here to my right. I've got Danny Batista Jr. on with a 1-out single. I'm sorry, Spider. Trying not to let any of this web start to come in and connect with anything inside the booth. That would not be good for any of us. Keep everything outside. Meanwhile, Ryan Webb back to work, spinning his own gem. Deals. Colby Thomas fouls it away to the right side. Middle part of the order is the cleanup hitter. The pitch fouled off into the screen. Nothing in 2. Thomas is fly to center, and he's grounded out to third base. Short lead at first for Batista Jr., 1-1 score. Throw over anyway by Webb, just in case. No action in the Lansing pen. A right-hander has just started lightly tossing down the right side for Lake County. Webb's 0-2 to Colby Thomas. There it comes. Line drive pushed foul right side up beyond the sweet level. At the AA level, the Midland Rockhounds are trailing 7-0. But Daniel Susak has another base hit, and it's a double. Let me tell you how Susak is doing with AA Midland. Very well. Thomas takes the back foot breaking ball right off the back foot. Ouch. So Batista Jr. up to second on the HBP. Thomas down to first base. Athletic trainer Eric Fast is out to check him out. Remember when Colby Thomas fouled the ball off his leg on Sunday? Pitching coach Kevin Arminio is out for a visit. Craig Conklin, Eric Fast, Luis Baez, all checking in with Colby. Eric Fast, the head athletic trainer, talking with Colby right there at first base. Meanwhile, everybody cheers the bat boy, bringing the bat to the dugout third base side. They send Colby Thomas running up the first base side just to see how he can move on that foot. And meanwhile, mascot Horatio is doing intimate dances down below. Colby Thomas is staying in. Well, as we resume, Colby Thomas at first, Danny Bautista Jr. at second. A 1-1 game in the top of the sixth inning with one out for Brennan Malone, right-handed batter against the lefty Webb. Here's the first pitch. On its way. Hit in the air to right center field. Shallow for Jake Fox, coming in from right to make the catch. And the runners aren't going anywhere. Two outs. I mentioned that Daniel Susak double. 1-for-1 up in Double A. Susak is now 6-for-16. He played 4 completed games. This is his 5th game, and his bat is translating. Great start for the Midland Rockhounds. Max Muncy also a base hit. Shane McGuire a base hit. Roy Bear Salinas, though, allowed 7 runs in 2 2/3 innings. Midland is down 7-0. Here's the, well, A. Rebiolatales is the batter, but first a spin around on the hill and a look back to second base by Ryan Webb. 1-1, here's the pitch. Atales took it way, way outside. Horatio, the mascot, is giving his jacket to a fan on the first base side. Bautista at second, Thomas at first. Tie game in the 6th inning, 2 outs. Here it comes. Anales pops it foul back my way. And the baseball back down to the stands.
You gotta catch that, sir. Come on.
1-ball, 1-strike, and the man wearing number 1, A. Rebiel Anales. 1-for-2 with a single. Can the Lugnuts break the tie? Here's the pitch. A ground ball down toward shortstop Khalil Watson. Feeds the short way to second. Valdez forces at Thomas. Side retired. So we stay tied 1-1 as we go to the bottom of the 6th inning from Lake County.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Innings for the Lake County starter, Ryan Webb. To the bottom of the 6th, a 1-1 game. Lefty Jack Owen took over for Jose DiCochea, 1 out into the 4th inning. It's Owen for the bottom of the 6th. Jack faced the minimum last inning. Allowed a leadoff single, erased on a double play. Deals to Joe Lampe. Fastball high. Ball one. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler from Classic Auto Group Park, September the 5th. The deal. Fly ball left field, Danny Bautista Jr. forward for the catch. One down. Now the catcher, Cooper Engel. Fourth rounder this year from Clemson. Lefty to lefty. Bunt laid down but foul left side. Strike one. On the Lansing squad, we've seen Jacob Wilson and Colby Halter, 2023 draft picks. And on the Lake County side, here is their only 2023 draft pick on the roster. Here's the pitch. Outside corner, strike called. And Engel came in looking great. Through his first 13 games hitting .325. He fouls this pitch away to the screen on the left side. Now the count stays nothing and two. Today, Engel has scored the only run for Los Picantes. Now fly down to left in the second inning, reached on a fielder's choice, scored in the fourth. A 1-1 tie game. The pitch, breaking ball off the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. Cooper Engel. First professional season. Here's the pitch. Up and inside with a fastball. Ties a bow tie. We're anticipating at some point that Reed Johnston would come in to relieve Ryan Webb. I believe that's Johnston warming up in the pen for the seventh inning for Lake County. Here's Owens 2-2. Strike three called, frozen with a fastball. First strikeout for Jack Owen. So now, Jorge Burgos. Two outs, nobody on. 1-1 tie game. Here's the pitch. And it's down low from Owen. Ball one. Burgos takes a front door breaking ball for a called strike. Every now and then, you might hear me kill a mosquito. Here's the pitch. Hit high in the air and foul, or actually in fair ground, up the third base side. And it's caught by TJ Schofield Sam. So let's go to the seventh inning in a 1-1 game. Jack Owen is looking great. Lansing deadlocked with Lake County.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Picantes de Lake County have called upon Reed Johnston to work in the seventh inning. Ryan Webb's day is done. Southpaw looked great again today. The former Georgia Bulldog against the Lansing offense. Six innings of work, six strikeouts. He allowed just four hits. And he gave up one run, which only scored because of his own throwing error back in the fourth inning. He walked one, he hit one. He gets a no decision. 1-1, top of the seventh. Johnston against right, Rodriguez, Schofield, Sam. 7-8-9. Right-hander to right-hander. Josh Wainwright fouls back the first pitch fastball. Strike one. Johnston wears number 40. Left foot in front of the right foot for the right-hander. Kicks, deals. Fastball whacked foul to the right side. Nothing and two for Josh Wainwright out of Panama. A 22-year-old. Wright lined out to shortstop in the second. Struck out swinging in the fifth inning. Against the starter, Webb. Here's the 0-2. A ground ball left side, and that gets off the glove of Furman. It's a base hit into left field. Wright is on. Throw comes in from Joe Lampe. Leadoff single, Josh Wainwright welcoming Reed Johnston to the game. And it comes on an 0-2 pitch. Fifth hit today for Lansing. C.J. Rodriguez is 0-2 with a ground out to short, out of strikeout swinging. Here's the pitch. C.J. takes, fastball for a called strike. Short lead at first base for Wright. He has one steal this year. Tie game 1-1. Johnston offers. That's high. By the way, Daniel Susak just collected his second hit of the game. He's 7-for-17 now in double A. Single and a double today. Midland is losing 9-0. So that's the only good thing. There comes the 1-1. Outside for ball two. Hitters count for C.J. Rodriguez. Lansing looking to break this 1-1 tie against a pitcher in Johnston. 6-6 with a 3.9 ERA this year. His seventh relief appearance. 22nd overall appearance. He's allowed 11 home runs. Rodriguez takes ball three up and in. Not only 11 homers, but Reed Johnston has hit 14 batters with pitches, and that leads Lake County. 46 walks, 97 strikeouts, but the league batting .216 against him. He offers, and that's high for ball four. So there is his command issue. A single and a walk to open things up against Johnston. Johnston taken in the 19th round 2 years ago out of North Carolina State. TJ Schofield Sam now batting left. 1-for-2 with a single his last time. Corner infielders anticipate a bunt. He's not bunting. He takes a called strike one. Top of the order and Junior Perez waiting in the wings. 1-1 in the top of the seventh from Lake County. Nobody out. Johnston delivers. Line drive foul up the right side. Right of the stands, then bouncing right back out. Past the tarp. Back toward the first base coach and assistant hitting coach Luis Baez. Delivers it to a youngster off the top, and then away into the first row. Luis needed to put a little bit more mustard on that throw. The faster runner is at second in the person of Wright. Rodriguez at first. 0-2. Swinging a bouncer foul, rolling right side. Johnston, 6'3", 218 pounds, 24 years of age, hailing from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, but from Chapel Hill. He attended North Carolina State. He went to Raleigh. Has his sign. Fires the 0-2. Little Looper, shallow left field, that is into the glove of Joe Lampe. Fires it into second base, in time, it's a double play. Josh won right, doubled off. Craig Conklin disagrees. Joe Lampe put up his hands as if he wasn't going to get there. And then he got there, and Josh Wainwright had to skedaddle right back to second. On the base umpire, Koishizawa says the throw beat him. From two on and nobody out, now runner at first and two outs for Lansing. Costly base running. So here's Junior Perez against Johnston. Two outs, C.J. Rodriguez at first. Righty fires to righty. Broken bat, ground ball on one, hop to Watson at short. Underhands to Valdez at second. Rodriguez forced, side retired, and we go to the stretch. Lansing and Lake County still tied up 1-1.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
And now to the bottom of the seventh inning. Lansing sticks with lefty Jack Owen.
Show your love, bring your energy, and make some noise for your Lake County Captains.
Will Bartlett, Yordis Valdez, Jake Fox, 8-9-1 against the lefty Owen. Owen fires. Bartlett swings and misses strike one. Throw it right by him. Bartlett is 1-for-2 with a single. The pitch. Line foul down the right side. Now the count is 0-2. Owen so far 2 2/3 innings. He's allowed one hit. He struck out one. He offers. Buried it. Ball one. Owen deals. Line drive slicing deep down the right field line, but foul. Tried again on 1-2. Bartlett waits. Here it is. Check swing outside. Fastball missing. 2 balls and 2 strikes. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Owen from the third base side of the rubber. Offers. Again, he missed outside. Owen noted for his location. Missing on back-to-back pitches with that fastball away. Time granted to Bartlett before Owen could work again. Owen kicks around to the back of the mound. Outfield straight up. Infield deep. First baseman Malone way off his line. Owen turns, kicks, throws. Breaking ball missed inside, and it's a very rare Owen walk. Jack Owen walks just his 14th batter of the year. Now he takes on Yordis Valdez. Leadoff man on, 1-1 score. Valdez takes ball one outside. He's missing arm side right now. I remember when Jack first joined Lansing back in 2011. Everything was east, west, outside, inside. Pitch on its way. Strike called on the outside corner. See, that's more like it. Plays with a rising bag, tosses it back down. Valdez is 1-for-1 with a single and a sack fly. Sack fly came against Owen. First batter to face him in the fourth inning. Fly ball, foul, out of play to the right side. 1-2 on the switch hitting second baseman. The Valdez sack fly in the bottom of the fourth, answering the run scoring throwing error by Ryan Webb in the top half. 1-1 score. Here's the pitch. A ground ball up the middle. That's beyond Anale as a base hit to center field. Bartlett stops at second. Junior Perez gives him a look, looks at the baseball, side arms it in. Single for Valdez. With that, there is action up in the Lansing pen. Catcher Rodriguez goes through a series of signals. Jake Fox. And now here comes the pitching coach, Don Schultze, out to bring everyone around and talk things through. Lake County has laid two sacrifice bunts down this year. One for Nate Furman. One for Yordis Valdez. A case they're thinking of that possibility right now for Fox. In general, Lake County would rather that Fox swing away. Jake Fox taken the third round 2 years ago. Well, I have a moment. Let's do a tale from the dugout. Tim Haggerty, the voice of the El Paso Chihuahuas, and all of his great baseball stories that he researched over the years and years. 1936, the Trenton Senators had a pitcher by the name of Joe Krakauskas. 1936, Joe Krakauskas was staying in a hotel, and a member of the Trenton Senators front office stopped by his hotel room to say, "Joe, how's the arm feeling? Are you feeling healthy?" Well, here's the pitch to Jake Fox. Inside, ball one from Jack Owen. Joe Krakauskas found a baseball sitting around, and he said, "Let's see." He threw it. He threw it right through the hotel room wall. Went through the wall, went into the next room. The pitch. Fox takes a called strike from Owen. 1-1. The Trenton Senators were billed for the price to repair that wall. But I do think that Joe Krakauskas' arm was feeling good. 2-1, nobody out. Bottom of the seventh inning. Bartlett at second, Valdez at first. High game 1-1. I love those Tim Haggerty stories. Fox is 0-for-3 with a strikeout and two flyouts. Here's the pitch. That swerves outside. And Owen is behind him 2-1. Chase DeLauder's waiting on deck. The pitch, high and outside, 3-1. Just have the feeling that this threat means bad news right now. Hitter as talented as DeLauder, waiting to bat next. 3-ball, 1-strike count. And Jack Owen is noted for his ability to put the ball wherever he wants, and he's not doing it here in the seventh inning. Owen's pitch, strike two called on the outside corner. There he did. Fox thought that he had the walk. Not yet, sir. Bartlett at second. Valdez at first. Nobody out. on a 3-2 runner stay put, and the pitch is fouled away down the left side. It is the right-hander from Hawaii, Hunter Bro, who is warming up in the Lansing pen right now. 3-2. Payoff. Ground ball foul at home plate. One run, 5 hits, no errors for the Lugnuts. One run, 5 hits, 1 error. One costly run scoring error for Lake County. Tomorrow, 12:05 p.m., Lugnuts have Jacob Waters on the mound. He'll take the ball against the Lake County righty, Ethan Hankins, the former first rounder. Thursday, James Gonzalez against Aaron Davenport. Friday, Luis Morales against Stephen Hazard. Payoff pitch. Down low with a breaking ball. Fox saw it all the way. Bases loaded, nobody out. Craig Conklin's coming out to the mound.
109, how you feeling?
Hunter Bro is coming in.
First base side, how are you? Third base side.
Bartlett at third, Valdez at second. And Jake Fox at first base for Chase DeLauder. An unenviable spot. Hunter Bro, the new man in. Bro this year, 9.12 ERA in 17 appearances. 24 2/3 innings, 46 hits, 9 walks, 13 strikeouts. A lot of contact against him. Fastball in the mid to the upper 90s. Slider and a splitter. Chase DeLauder with the bases loaded so far this year for Lake County, 1-for-3. At 2 runs batted in. What a spot.
The bases are loaded. How quiet can you guys be? And how about a little bit of love and attention?
Lake County in the first inning stranded a runner at first, and the second inning left a runner at first, and the third inning left runners at first and second, and the fourth inning left runners at first and second. No runner stranded in the fifth or the sixth, and now batting in the seventh. Bases loaded. Nobody out. So, you know, perfect time for a triple play ball, wouldn't you say? Well, the bases loaded this year, Lake County has 3 grand slams. Now, let me make sure I've got this right. Let's see. Jorge Burgos, Jake Fox, Diane Frias. 3 grand slams for the Lake County captains. Hunter Bro. Coming in for Jack Owen. Against a man in DeLauder who's 1-for-3 with a single and 2 strikeouts. 1-1 game, bottom of the seventh. The pitch. Hit in the air, out to left field. Danny Bautista Jr. back. Near the track, makes the catch. At third base, Bartlett tags. Though comes into third base as Bartlett scores. 2-1. Sacrifice fly supplies the second Lake County run of the game, just like it supplied the first. And now one out. Valdez at second, Fox at first for Khalil Watson. DeLauder wasted no time. Khalil Watson today is singled, walked, and flied to left field. Left-handed batter. Bro the righty, high set, kicks, offers. Fastball for a called strike, inside corner. Left-a-leo. double play ball ends this seventh inning. Los Picantes up. Video. Right through the legs of the catcher Rodriguez. Runners move up.
Go crazy, Lake County!
Wild pitch for Hunter Brough. Third wild pitch of the year. Now Fox at second. Valdez to third. Infield forced to come in. One ball and one strike and Khalil Watson. Bro gets his sign from Rodriguez. Lifts the leg. Here it is. Ground ball foul up the right side. Skipping up the seats. Just skipping until it made its way right back onto the field. One ball and two strikes. This is where you'd love for Hunter Brough with that great stuff to find the strikeout. But he has not been a big swing and miss guy this year. Perhaps the splitter. A 1-2. Fought off the hands, foul into the screen. Nate Furman is waiting on deck. One run is already in for Los Picantes. They lead 2-1. There's one down. The pitch. That's down at home plate. Knocked down by Rodriguez. Maybe off the umpire Rodriguez as well. Home plate umpires Guillermo Rodriguez. Catcher CJ Rodriguez. But it kept the ball right there at home plate. By the way, no relation. Catcher and umpire as far as I know. Two balls and two strikes on Watson. Short lead at third for Valdez. Longer lead at second for Fox. And fielder's in. The deal. Swing and a miss. Got him with the high fastball. There's the strikeout for Bro. Two down. And now Bro deals to Nate Furman, the cleanup hitter. Lake County has scored one run here in the seventh inning on the sack fly by DeLauder. Bro deals. Fouled away into the netting on the left. And the bottom of the fourth inning, it was once again Lake County putting runners at every single base, but only scoring one on a Yordis Valdez sack fly. Now here in the seventh inning, a walk, a single, a walk against Jack Owen. Sack fly to Lauder. Fox at second, Valdez at third. No balls, one strike on Furman. Righty versus lefty. The pitch, down and away. One ball and one strike. Can Bro strand those runners? That would mean 8 Lake County captains. Los Picantes de Lake County. Stranded through the first 7 innings. Here's the pitch. Down and in. 2 balls, 1 strike. First base is open. The man on deck is Joe Lampe. Hunter Brough, the 20th rounder out of Oregon. A couple of years ago, selected by the A's. Let's it fly. Ground ball on the right side. Gloved by Brendan Malone. Calls his own number, and he wins the race to first. Inning over. Lake County only scores the one and leaves runners at second and third. So let us move to the eighth inning. Los Picantes back in the lead. 2-1 they're up from Classic Auto Group Park.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water. mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
A sacrifice fly from Chase DeLauder in the bottom of the seventh inning has lifted Lake County into the lead. 2-1 Caps, or today 2-1 Picantes de Lake County. And now we go into the eighth inning. 2-3-4, Colby Halter, Danny Batista Jr., Colby Thomas. The first pitch called a strike to Colby Halter. Left-handed batting second baseman taking on the right-handed Reed Johnston. Second inning of work for Johnston. 2-1, his team leads. He offers. Swinging a foul tip out of the mid of Engel. Nothing in two. Colby Halter is 0-3 with three strikeouts. Swinging in the first, swinging in the third, looking in the sixth. At 0-2. Golden sombrero for Colby Halter, gone swinging. One out in the eighth inning for Danny Batista Jr. Danny is 1-2. The pitch, lifted out, shallow right field. In comes Jake Fox, plenty of time, but it's the second baseman, Valdez. The catch, and out number two. Lake County has stranded eight runners on. Lansing only, to this point, six runners left. First and third in the second inning. First base in the fifth inning. First and second base in the sixth inning. First and second base in the seventh inning. I should say just first base in the seventh. All right, Colby Thomas takes a called strike across the inside corner. There just has not been a lot of offense to speak of so far today. 2-1 Lake County, here's the pitch. Colby swings and flies it down the right field line. In comes Fox. That ball is caught by Fox in foul ground into the Lake County bullpen. Lugnuts go down in order, and we're going to the bottom of the eighth inning. Final chance for Lake County to add some insurance before the ninth. 2-1, Los Picantes.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Lake County is coming up looking for some insurance for the bottom of the eighth inning. Los Picanes leading the Lugnuts 2-1. Lake County's runs on sacrifice flies, one in the fourth by Valdez, one in the seventh by DeLauder. Lansing right-hander Hunter Bro takes on Lampy Ingle Burgos. 5-6-7 hitters. Deals. Joe Lampy skies the first pitch he sees on the right side of the diamond. First baseman Malone back of his bag with the catch. One pitch and one down for Hunter Bro. Bro relieved Jack Owen. Battle line for Owen. 2 2/3 innings. Owen allowed 2 hits. 2 walks. He walked 1. He struck out 1. And now the big righty Bro to Cooper Ingle batting left. Fastball missed outside. 1-0. Ingle is 0 for 3, but he did score a run after reaching on a fielder's choice in the fourth inning. 2-1 Picantes. The slider for a called strike going back door. 1-1. When we go to the ninth inning, Lansing will have Malone, Anales, and Wright due up. Currently down by a run. Bro's pitch, swing and a miss, chasing the fastball outside, and the count is 1-2. The explosiveness of that Bro arm. Fastball up, did he go? Yes, he did. Ingle got on strikes. Bro's retired all 5 batters that he's faced. And now he takes on Jorge Burgos. Second strikeout for Bro. The left-handed hitting Burgos, the DH today. Pitch on its way. Fastball just missed inside. It's good to see Burgos in the series. Last time that we saw him, he was playing right field and he was bruising his ribs. Tried to track down a Jack Winkler inside the park home run that left him lying hurt in the right field corner. 1-0. Fly ball down the right field line. Long run second baseman Colby Halter. Called off. Colby Thomas the catch. Colby Halter a back somersault. Side retired. And how about Hunter Bro going 2 perfect innings out of the bullpen. But Lansing is down by a run. 2-1. Lake County the lead. And we're going to the ninth inning. Is there a comeback in store, just like we saw all those comebacks on Saturday?
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Now to the ninth inning. Lansing down to Los Picantes de Lake County by a 2-1 score. Hunter Bro, though, has kept them in this game. With Reed Johnston returning to the mound, Lansing will send up Brendan Malone, Aribiel Anales, and Josh Juan Wright. Keep in mind, Johnston is prone to giving up the home run ball. Brendan Malone's a home run hitter. First look at Johnston. Oregon Duck batter against the North Carolina State Wolfpack pitcher, dealing. Front door breaking ball missed up and in. One ball, no strikes. Two to one, Lake County on top of Lansing in the opener. Pitch on its way. Down and outside. Two balls, no strikes, and Malone. The Lugnuts only have 5 hits in this game. Malone's double in the second inning, one of them. Since then, the strikeout in the fourth, flied out to right in the sixth. The pitch, swing and a miss. Uncorked, came up empty. In case we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, right-hander Charles Hall is warming up in the Lugnuts' pen up the left field line. The windup, Johnston's pitch. Strike 2 called on the outside corner at the knees. Aribiel Anales waits on deck. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Second baseman Valdez shaded up the middle. The break even. Brought off the hands, foul into the screen. Right fielder Fox is standing maybe 2 steps in front of the warning track. The left fielder Lampy is standing maybe 6 steps in front of the track. Outfield is deep. DeLauder straight away in center. Here's the pitch. Off speed, low. Count is full. Brendan Malone, 11 doubles, 7 homers with Lansing, plus those 28 walks. Payoff, he takes ball 4. Breaking ball down and away, walk number 29. And this is 47th Lugnuts game. First batter's on. So here comes Aribiel Anales. Anales is 1-for-3 with a single, his first at bat. Righty to righty, 2-1 Lugnuts trail. Johnston missed off the outside corner, ball 1. He is around the zone, but he's not in it. Spin, a pick off the over to first base. Malone had already dove back in. So first baseman Bartlett gives the ball right back to Johnston. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Anales. Fastball by him. Pitch on its way. Ground ball through the right side, base hit right field. Malone stops at second. Jake Fox gets it in. Oppo single for Anales, and he has a 2-hit game. Tying run now is in scoring position. Go ahead, run is aboard, and Josh Juan Wright is coming up. Only Lugnuts run came in the fourth inning when Danny Bautista Jr. walked, stole second, broke early for third base, and the starting pitcher Ryan Webb threw it away. Lugnuts were up 1-0, down 2-1 now. The deal. Josh Juan takes ball 1. Too tall from Reed Johnston. Johnston is all over the place to begin this ninth inning, and then he's getting barreled. Let's it fly. Swing and a miss. Josh Juan expanded up above the zone. 1 ball and 1 strike. First baseman Bartlett off his line, and he is in on the baseline. Second baseman Valdez cheating very close to second. Now the outfielders are much shallower. Johnston's pitch fouled off into the netting. Jashwan was simply reaching out for it. That was not a swing hard at the baseball. That was a make contact sort of cut. Feeling for the pitch. One ball and two strikes. The man on deck, the number 8, hitter C.J. Rodriguez. Malone at second. Anales at first. Johnston's 1-2. Breaking ball popped up in the infield. Infield fly rule is in effect. The shortstop Watson makes the catch. One down. So how about C.J. Rodriguez? C.J. is 0 for 2 with a ground out to short, a strikeout swinging, and a walk his last time up. Down 2-1, two runners on in the ninth. He went around too far on the slider down and away. Brandon Malone led off this ninth inning with a walk. Anale singled him to second. Johnston deals. Front door breaking ball missed inside. Slider didn't slide. One ball and one strike. No action up in the bullpen. Lake County is living and perhaps succeeding or failing with Reed Johnston. He deals. Strike two called. Right in there. Just above the knees. Right across home plate. This is Johnston's first, first save opportunity of the year. No, Reed Johnston is in line to win the game. 1-2. Line drive, center field. That ball is down for a base hit. And then the throw back into the infield gets away from the shortstop Watson, but it's backed up well. In center field, Chase DeLauder did well to deke Brendan Malone, and that holds Malone only at 90 feet advanced. Single for Rodriguez, loads the bases. Malone to third, Anales to second, and Rodriguez to first on the single. And so here is T.J. Schofield Sam. Tying run now 90 feet away for Lansing. Time granted. And the third inning, Schofield Sam grounded to short. And the fifth, he singled to right center. In the seventh, he flied into a double play. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one on the off speed. Pulled the string on him. Rodriguez, Anales, Malone. Schofield Sam chops it right side. Backhanded by Valdez. Beat second, one turn to first. Not in time. Malone scores from third. Tie game. Anales is the runner at third base. Slinking down the line. Ball returned to the pitcher, Johnston. RBI fielder's choice beaten out by T.J. Schofield Sam. It's 2-2 in the top of the ninth. Middle infielders Valdez and Watson did what they could. Schofield Sam runs too well. So two runs will not be enough to win this game for Lake County. And now with two outs, out Schofield Sam at first and Anales at third. The batter is the leadoff hitting, Junior Perez, 0 for 4 today. Righty, righty. The pitch, fouled off into the protective netting. First pitch slider. It seems to me each series that Junior Perez eases his way in. That he starts off cold, and as the series goes along, he gets better and better against the other team's pitching staff. And 0-1. Down and away from Johnston. Fine job by Engel to his right. Right now, that tie-breaking run. 90 feet away. Annalise runs well. Here's the pitch to Junior Perez. Down and away, and again, the nifty backhand by Engel. Discards the baseball to the right. Two balls and one strike on Junior Perez. Not the type of batter that you want to fall behind. Perez this year leading Lansing in homers with 12, leading them in total bases with 167. He is knocked home 45. Swings and misses at the hard stuff up and in. And the count is 2-2. Now he also leads the Lugnuts with 141 strikeouts. And he leads Lansing with 51 walks for that matter. So just putting it all together, if he reached base, I would tell you that he leads Lansing with 41 steals. But that's neither here nor there. The important matter is this. Two outs, top of the ninth. Two balls, two strikes. Two runners on for Lansing. At first, Schofield Sand. At third, Aribio Anales. Reed Johnston straightens with a sign. High game in the ninth. He brings it. Just missed above the letters. Aim for the outside corner. And this is a good indication of why Junior Perez leads Lansing in walks and strikeouts. He manages to get so deep into the count. If he reaches, a walk would load up the bases for Colby Halter. Here's the 3-2. Front door breaking ball, strike three called. Junior doesn't like the call. Side retired. Lugnuts score one run in the top of the ninth inning to tie the score 2-2 and send us to the bottom of the ninth. They force a bottom of the ninth inning from Classic Auto Group Park. So journey with me now. Lugnuts and Los Picantes de La County, two runs apiece. La County looking for one for the walk-off.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
An RBI fielder's choice beaten out by T.J. Schofield Sam forced the playing of the bottom of the ninth inning. Lansing and Lake County in the series opener. 2-2, tie game. Charles Hall to replace Hunter Bro, who went two perfect innings and he struck out two. And now Hall out of Tusculum deals to Will Bartlett, righty-righty, opening up the home ninth inning. Fastball up and in. One ball and no strikes. Bartlett, Valdez, Fox. 8-9-1 the batters. Hall out of Tusculum, the native of Dumfries, Virginia. Lets it fly. Up and in, my goodness. Buzzing the radar tower. Two balls and no strikes. Earlier this year, we saw Lake County walk off the Lugnuts a couple of times. The pitch from Hall. That's right in there for a called strike. go all the way back to April. Isaiah Green, a walk-off single. Joe Lampe, a walk-off single. Here's the 2-1. Check swing. Did it go on appeal? He did. Strike two. Lake County has 8 walk-off wins this season, and they are looking to make it 9. Meanwhile, Charles Halton, the Lugnuts, looking to force a 10 from Classic Auto Group Park. Hall's 2-2. Outside. This is appearance number 15 for Charles Hall after being transferred in from AA Midland. 20 and a third innings, 12 walks, 25 strikeouts, 269 the average against him. It's a payoff pitch. On its way. Inside. Lost him with a fastball. Potential game-winning run is aboard. Hang on. Time. And we're going to see a pinch runner here for Lake County. Tyrese Turner pinch runs at first base for Will Bartlett. Turner out of Torrance, California, giving Lake County much more speed with that potential game-winning run. Lansing and Lake County not at 2-2, bottom of the ninth, nobody out. Yordis Valdez bats left here against the righty. Hall throws. Missed outside, ball one. Valdez, strong game today. 2-for-2 with a sac fly. He takes ball two downstairs. Out of the 9 hole in the order. Came into play today hitting just 240. Now Valdez against the against Lugnuts pitchers this year. Came in hitting 275, 11-for-40 with a couple of doubles and a homer. Here's the pitch. Strike called across the outside corner. Jake Fox in the top of the Lake County order, waiting on deck. Hitters pitch 2-1. Strike two called on the outside edge. Let me tell you, battle 6 games of the season here from Lake County. These two teams are competing to the end. A fire over to first, the tag, not in time. Tyrese Turner was leaning. And if that throw by Charles Hall is more accurate, Turner's likely at number one. Two balls, two strikes on Valdez. Set by Hall. Here's the pitch. Down and away, off the mitt of Rodriguez, but not far. Turner back to first. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Valdez. This after Hall walked Will Bartlett on a 3-2 pitch to open up this inning. Here's the pitch from Hall. Runner takes off as it's outside, and Charles Hall has worked walked the first 2 batters. Well, potential game-winning run is now in scoring position. Jake Fox is the batter, and the third baseman right is a ways in. The pitch swings away and hammers it foul up the right side. an inauspicious start to this bottom of the ninth inning. If Lake County finds a way to score Tyrese Turner from second, they win. Game tied up 2-2. Last of the ninth, nobody out. Fox, the leadoff hitter, batting left. Roddy Hall comes set. Lets it fly. Down and in. One ball and one strike. Fox is 0 for 3 with a walk his last time. Base is umpire Shin Koishizawa. Has his hands on his knees in between the mound and the shortstop on Hollis. The pitch, way outside. Ball two. Two runs, seven hits, no errors for the Lugnuts. Scoring in the fourth and in the ninth. The first on a throwing error by the pitcher Ryan Webb. The second on an RBI fielder's choice, beating it out by TJ Schofield Sam. For the cap, the runs in the fourth and the seventh. Both sack flies. Hall's pitch. Line drive out to center field. Junior Perez there with the catch. Perez gets it in towards short. Fox flies out for the first out of the bottom of the ninth inning. Catcher C.J. Rodriguez goes out to pay a visit to Charles Hall. In case you missed it around the Midwest League, Dayton defeated Fort Wayne resoundingly 10-4. Four runs in the bottom of the seventh broke it open. But for the Tin Caps, they scored two in the eighth and one in the ninth just to get some more runs on the board. They were beaten up. Edwin Bencomo suffering the loss. McIlvain the win for the Dayton Dragons. So the Dragons sneak closer. West Michigan lost at home to Great Lakes 2-1 in under 2 hours. They've now two games back of first. Charles Hall throws to Chase DeLauder. Runners move. Pitches low. Throw down to third base. Not caught by Josh Wainwright. It's a double steal. Valdez takes second. Turner takes third. Game-winning run is 90 feet away, and they intentionally walk Chase DeLauder. Khalil Watson will be coming up with the bases loaded. Chance to be a hero. So here's Khalil Watson. He's 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. 2-2 game, bottom of the ninth. Base is loaded, no place to put him. Righty deals to lefty. Low, ball one. Wild pitch ends the game. Passed ball ends the game. Ball ends the game. You get the picture. HBP, a walk, anything that brings in Tyrese Turner from third. Double play ball sends us to the 10th. Lansing and Lake County, 2-2. Hall throws. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. We've seen that Watson will get over-aggressive and expands. Singled in the first, walked in the third, fly to left in the fifth, struck out in the seventh. Here it comes. Curveball hit high in the air out to left field. This is major trouble. Back goes Danny Bautista Jr., makes the catch in front of the wall. From third, Turner tags and scores. Lake County wins. Three sacrifice flies lift the Captains to a 3-2 win over the Lugnuts tonight. In the fourth inning, Yordis Valdez. In the seventh, Chase DeLauder. And at the bottom of the ninth, Khalil Watson. 3-2, Los Picantes de Lake County walk off Lansing. Lugnuts fall to 28-33, 59-67 overall. Meanwhile, Lake County improves to 30-29, 61-63 for the season as a whole. tomorrow at 12.05 p.m. Matinee. Jacob Waters the ball against the righty Ethan Hankins for the Lake County Captains. I'll see you tomorrow. Keep you company then. The second game of the six-game series to end the regular season from East Lake, Ohio. Thanks so much for keeping me company throughout. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and here's wishing you well from East Lake, Ohio. Once again from Classic Auto Group Park, Lake County Los Picantes on a Copa night defeat the Lansing Lugnuts 3-2.